Welcome to the Old Time Radio Westerns. I'm your host, Andrew Rines, and this episode is brought to you by
the American Heart Association. Right now in elementary schools across the U.S. are jump roping for heart. It is a great way for them to learn how important it is to take care of your heart, stay healthy and active while donating to an important cause. Join me, Sienna, in donating to this great cause. Jump Rope for Heart is by the American Heart Association.
Thank you, Sienna, for that great intro. Now, what I have done is set up a link that redirects you to the American Heart Association site at otrwesterns.com/jump. Again, go to otrwesterns.com/jump, where you can donate and give credit to my daughter and her school. Once you go to that page, just click Donate to Sienna on the right-hand side. I will also give anyone who donates a membership to the otrwesterns.com. With this membership, you will receive the entire back and current episodes of The Adventures of Wild Bill Hickok, along with the first season of Bonanza, and episodes of the Gene Autry TV series. And starting next week, you will also receive the strips to the Gunsmoke episodes in a downloadable PDF format for free. It does not matter how much you donate. It can be as little as $5 or any amount you feel like donating. As an example, if you donate $5, you'll receive 1 month free. If you choose to donate more, I will give you a longer membership. This is my way of saying thanks for donating. As a reminder, I will not be receiving any of this money. All money transactions are handled by the American Heart Association. Do send me an email to podcast@otrwesterns.com once you've donated so I can give you a link to the member section. The deadline to do this is January 31st, 2012, and I do want to thank you for donating to this important cause. Now let's get into today's episode. Today's episode is going to be
with the speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty hi-yo, Silver, the Lone Ranger. Was the first great industry in the western United States. But the lives and property of the ranchers were in constant danger from outlaws and hostile Indians. It was not until the masked rider of the plains started his fight for justice that cattle rustlers were driven from the range country and the West became safe for honest men and women. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse, Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Silver, hooray!
Sam Curdy's cattle were grazing peacefully on the buffalo grass that covered the rangeland. They were Texas Longhorns, sleek and well-fed, just about the best cattle in the territory. It was late at night, and the herd was watched by only two range riders.
That you, Regan?
Yeah, Jeff.
Pretty quiet tonight, ain't it?
Get around the other side of the herd, Regan. I'm riding this side.
I thought I saw a light flickering over this way. Come over to ask if you saw
it. I ain't seen nothing.
It was right up that there bluff behind you. I figured that...
Now get back to where you belong.
I was just going to tell you
I ain't seen nothing, and there ain't nothing. Regan, suppose them cattle takes a notion to wander right where you're supposed to be.
Jeff, I wouldn't have come unless I figured them cattle wasn't in no danger stampeding.
I never can tell. I'll get.
All right, I'm sloping.
Doggone curious, that fella.
What's up there, you critters? Is there no night for wandering? Come on there,
get him. I reckon he don't suspect nothing. Come on, horse. Up that hill. Come on, boy. Steady now. Steady. Worcester.
Right here, Jeff. Get rid of that cow here.
Well, he's seen a light. You ought to be more careful, Worcester.
Forget it. We got business to attend to. The sooner we stampede Curdy's cattle past Rock Gulch, the sooner the boys can cut out a couple of hundred head for wrestling.
All ready any time you say, Worcester.
No shooting and no yelling, savvy.
Ain't going to be easy getting them steers on the prod.
Ain't it? I got something right here in my saddlebag.
Huh?
For you is this. There won't be no need for us to shoot or raise a holler.
Hey. Mister, that smells like wolf.
Yeah, Jeff. It's wolf scent, all right. Got it from an Indian.
Well, hold there. Stand still, you cayuse.
There, you see. Your horse got the smell of wolf. Just figure what'll happen when them longhorns start to get it. Yeah, you hear him? The wind's carrying the scent toward him already.
That's a right smart idea, Worcester.
Yeah. Jeff, you take this here, Sack. I got another one. Now we'll just head for the kennel. The closer we get, the wilder they'll get. They'll stampede without us making a sound.
If this doggone horse don't run away first.
Come on. Let the kennel get the smell of wolves.
They're moving.
Swing that sack toward them. Spread the wolf scent. They're getting it. Pass it.
Get up.
Pretty slick scheme, ain't it? Regan won't know what makes him so nervous.
Come on, keep going.
What's eating them?
Sioux boy, easy there. Get back. Get back there. You're acting plumb loco. What's there to be scared of? Get back. Back, you ornery longhorns. What's making you act up? Ain't no use. I can't turn them back. Here they come. Come on, horse. We got to run for it. Get traveling, horse. It's a stampede. I got to cry for my life.
What's that? Stop, Tonto. Them cattle.
Tonto, it's a stampede. They're heading this way.
That's right. We go fast, Tonto. Wait.
Huh? You hear that, Kemosabe? There's a rider out in front of the stampede.
Me hear him.
Sounds tired, Tonto. Come along. We've got to see if he needs help.
Get him up, Scout.
Come on, Silver. Head for the stampede.
Hello!
Him
not hear you. Look, Tonto. The moon's coming out through the clouds. Him plenty close. Faster, Silver. Faster. Hello! Over this way!
Okay!
Look, him fall down. His horse had a gopher hole. Come on, Silver!
Look out for them
ears! Get set! Swing up behind me! Him ready!
Give me a hand!
Hang on!
You'll never make a chance, Elder. Better let me go and save yourself.
Keep your hold! Faster, Kemosabe! Then I'll come fast!
Come on, Silver! Run for your life, old
boy! Get
the
Silver! Away!
We sure done all right with them cattle, Jeff.
Yonder's the ranch, Worcester. Reckon I better amble.
The boys cut out a full 200 head. Changing the brand on it by now.
You figure Regan got away?
He had them longhorns right behind him, sure enough. Maybe they stampeded over him. Don't make no difference anyways. We had the cattle cut out while he was still riding in front of the stampede.
You better head back for the boys.
Yeah.
I'll ride up to the ranch and give Sam Curdy the sad news.
Yeah. Sad for him. Make it look good, Jeff.
Sure.
Sam won't suspect a thing, not a thing.
As soon as we get them cars across the border, you'll get your divvy. Adios.
Adios, Worcester. Come on, boss, full leather.
Make it look good.
Yeah. Hey, Sam! Sam Kearney! Hey, Sam, wake up, turn out! It's me, it's Jeff! Sam, where in tarnation are you? Where's Sam?
Jeff, that you?
Yeah, there's trouble. Where's Sam?
Well, he's asleep, of course. What on earth is...
Then roust him out. We gotta get going.
Such a ruckus. Where's he going?
Jeff, something gone wrong with the steers?
Trouble, Sam.
How come you're here? You ought to be out range riding.
The herd broke loose.
What, the stampede?
They went on the prod, plumb loco. Got going and I couldn't stop them.
Stay right here. I'll pull on my boots and get right out.
Jeff.
Yes, ma'am?
How come you're alone? What about Regan?
Well, Regan was on the other side of the herd, Mrs. Curdy. The cattle stampede headed straight for him.
Oh, you think something happened to him?
I don't know. I couldn't see. There's plenty of dust and the moon went under a cloud. I sure hope Regan got clear. Them longhorns got plenty sharp hoofs.
Send the things, Ma. I'm riding out with Jeff.
Oh, look for young Regan, Sam.
This way, Jeff. Grab me horse out of the corral.
You better make it too, Sam.
Huh?
Well, my horse is plumb tuckered out.
Oh, sure, I clean forgot. Sure, your horse must be wore out. Riding after stampeding cattle ain't no picnic. And then pouring for the ranch at a gallop. Sure, you put that cayuse into the corral and we'll get us freight horses. Shed that saddle and give me a rope. The sooner we get horses, the sooner we can take after them longhorns. Sky's getting light. Them cattle sure covered plenty of ground.
Went way past Broad Gulch, Sam.
Hey, you hear that?
The cattle.
Yeah. Must be right past this clump of mesquite.
Hey, over this way. Over here.
You hear that? It's Regan. Hey, Regan, that you?
Mr. Curdy.
Come on, Jeff. That's him.
Mister, I sure am glad to see you. These here local steers have been rambling all night. Jeff, you figure what started
them? Well, nary an idea, Regan. Just got to belling and milling around, and off they took.
Glad to see you safe, son.
I come mighty near getting caught, Mr. Curdy. But a fella...
And as for the herd, it look... Hey.
Huh?
Jeff, Regan, there's something wrong. That herd looks heap smaller than it ought to be.
Well, Sam, I don't
think... like plenty is missing.
I wonder if something... Mr. Curdy, they sure do look thinned out, now that you mention it.
Rustlers.
Now, Sam...
Rustlers, I tell you. That's what it must be. And by granny, I got a good idea where they're headed.
Where?
Rock Gulch. It's the only spot they could have cut out any cattle.
Well, maybe they strayed off.
Strayed nothing. A couple hundred head... I tell you, them cattle was cut off deliberate. And I tell you, it's Rock Gulch where it was done.
Get your horse, Regan. My horse is lame, Mr. Curdy. Step smack into a gopher hole.
Lame, huh? All right, then you stay here and keep your eyes on the herd.
I don't reckon they'll go on the prod again. They plumb water or frazzle.
Nevertheless, you stay. Jeff, we're heading for Rock Gulch.
Well, if you say so, but I...
But nothing. Rock Gulch leads right to the ford across the Rio Grande. Right smack into Mexico. It's rustlers, I tell you, and we're heading after them. Come on, boy.
There they are, Kemosabe.
Rustler.
Across the Rio Grande into Mexico.
Them change brand now.
Keep low, Tonto.
That right.
The sun's coming up. I don't want them to see us over the top of this hill.
Tall fella, boss, huh?
Remember what he looks like, Tonto. Now back to the horses.
How many cattle there?
At least 200 head, Tonto.
We go back across Rio Grande now?
Now, this is Mexican territory, Tonto. Nothing we can do here would be within the law.
Boss Rustler, not Mexican.
He'll cross the border again soon, Tonto. That's the time to trap him.
You think maybe...
Yes?
Him fella we help in stampede.
Regan?
Maybe him, Rustler, too.
No, Tonto. I'm sure Regan has nothing to do with it. Plenty of cowhands rustle their own cattle. Regan was running ahead of that stampede. He couldn't be in with the rustlers. But Regan mentioned another rider. A rider who should have been with that herd, and yet he wasn't. A cowhand named Jeff. Steady, Silver. We'll head back across the river into Texas territory. Curdy's cattle have been rustled. I want to find out where Jeff is and what he knows about it. All right, Silver. Back for him.
Get him up, Scout.
Clear's a marked trail. Look at Jeff.
Yes, yeah, Sam.
Doggone armory cattle-stealing rustlers. They cut out them prime heads and moved them right across the Rio.
Reckon that's what started the stampede.
Sure, Russell's that, bud. I'll pull up. Ain't no use chasing them into Mexican territory.
Just two of us ain't enough to put up a fight.
Yeah, it's a doggone shame, Sam.
You sure you didn't see anyone last night, Jim?
Well, nary a soul.
It beats me how they started a stampede without shouting and yelling. Must be them same rustlers that's been taking cattle off every ranch in this section. Dad read him, if I had a posse of men around, I...
What's that?
Hoofs. Come from the other side of the river.
Hey, where are you going?
Find you, Sir Cactus. They ain't seen us yet.
What are you figuring on doing?
Get your shooting iron. Must be a couple of them rustlers coming back. We'll give them a warm welcome.
But, Sam...
Look, they're coming down the slope now.
That can't be... One of them hombres is wearing a mask.
Yeah, a masked man, the Injun. Ain't nobody wears a mask unless he's up to something ornery.
Yeah, I thought it was...
Hmm?
Oh, nothing. Nothing, Sam. Reckon you're right. Them's the rustlers, sure enough.
Right now. Either come across the river. We can get away.
Don't shoot.
But, Sam, I want it. These hombres in my own way. Just keep your guns out, ready to shoot if they don't stop. Right close here.
All right, you sneaking coyotes, reach for the sky.
Steady, Silver.
Don't make no play for your guns. This ain't no ambush, mister. You and the engine are rustlers, that's what. And you know what that means. Come sundown, you'll be swinging at the end of a rope, ready for the buzzards.
The curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger story. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments. To continue our story. When the Lone Ranger and Tonto returned to the Texas side of the Rio Grande after following the rustlers, they were ambushed by Kirgley and his foreman, Jeff. Kirgley, certain that the masked man and the Indian were rustlers, locked them up at his ranch and headed for the town to get the sheriff.
Miss Curdy, now don't you fret. Them two hombres is locked up good and tight, and there ain't no way for them to get out.
Oh, it's sure taken Sam a long time to fetch a sheriff.
It's a right smart piece to town. Ought to be back around sunset.
I sure wish you took them into town instead of leaving them here on the range.
A lot less likely they can get away here.
Hey,
Jeff. Huh? Regan, what are you doing here? I told you to stay with them steers.
I brought my horse in the corral, Jeff. Got to get another one that ain't lean.
Well, get it and get back.
Sure, sure. Sandy's riding. They heard on him. Hey, what's this he was saying about Sam and you catching up a couple of them rustlers?
Yeah, Regan. They got them locked up waiting for the posse. And I wish we didn't.
Shucks, don't figure there'd be any trouble.
Get your horse and get moving, Regan.
Gosh, Jeff, you don't have to...
You heard me. Get.
All right, all right. Oh, I almost forgot.
What?
Matt Worcester over near the ranch line. Said he'd like to see you if you could spare him a minute.
Oh, Worcester, huh?
Are you going, Jeff?
Sure. Now, don't worry about them two hombres, ma'am. They ain't getting out. I'll see Worcester and I'll be right back.
What time you got hit yet?
Yeah, keep your shoot on, Worcester. Regan just told me you wanted to see me.
What about those two hombres?
You heard?
Sure, I heard. Take them back across the border to my place. That's Sandy on his way to ride Sam's herd.
We ain't got a thing to worry us none.
Yeah?
Sure not. That masked gent and the engine will be swinging as soon as the sheriff gets here. What about them head we rustled?
Who's a busy changing brands?
They have them sold at the same place in Mexico?
Yeah, another couple of days they'll be moved along. Yeah, sure nobody suspicions it's us doing the wrestling?
Positive, Worcester.
Mighty convenient them two was captured.
They didn't put up no fight either. Had me plumb worried. For a second, while me and Sam was waiting, I figured it might be you coming back across the river.
I ain't that foolish, Jeff. Well, reckon I'll head back for my ranch. Where'd Sam put them two hombres?
You see the house right down below us?
Yeah.
The back end. You can see it from here. The feed shed.
Oh, yeah. Good thing Sam Curdy put bars on that shed.
Yep, done it to keep varmints from getting in and stealing feed last winter. I wonder how that masked man likes his jail.
Tonto, come here.
Oh.
Look out the window, Kemosabe. See those two men near the ranch line?
Me see him. Him?
Yes, Tonto. The man on the black horse.
Him, Rustler.
The one we saw on the Mexican side of the Rio Grande. Tonto, look. Coming from the ranch house.
Regan.
Yeah, what are you... What the... It's a masked man. You mean to tell me Curdy put you two in here?
Forget that.
But, mister,
I told you not to mention that Tonto and I helped you last night. You haven't told anyone.
No, like you said, mister, I kept shut up about it. But this here's different.
Now, never mind that, Regan. Who are those two men?
Huh?
Up there on the hill.
Oh, that's Jeff, mister. Top end here. The other fella's Worcester. What about him?
Regan, that man Worcester is the rustler who stole Curdy's cattle.
What? You sure what you're saying?
Tonto and I saw him on the Mexican side.
That's right.
Well, I'll be doggone. Mister, I better go to town and get Curdy, him and the sheriff.
Oh, wait.
Huh?
And getting the sheriff will do no good, Regan. And Worcester hasn't been suspected before. Why should they take my word now?
Oh, yeah, I hadn't figured that. What do you want me to do?
Can you get back here tonight?
I reckon so.
As soon as it turns dark, come here. Make sure you do it before Curdy returns with the sheriff.
Yeah.
I'll tell you the rest later, but don't forget, Tonto and I must be gone before the sheriff arrives.
Where you got him, Sam?
I brought the sheriff and a posse, Gene. There ain't been no trouble.
For land's sakes, I've been waiting and waiting. Sam, there's been a heap of trouble. Them two prisoners are gone.
Well, what's that?
Soon as it got dark.
Curdy, I thought you said you had them safe.
It ain't possible, Sheriff. Gene, you're loco.
I ain't loco. You can look for yourself. The door's wide open.
By gravy, it is.
And the silver horse and the paint are gone from the corral, ain't they?
Well, who done it? They couldn't have got out by themselves.
I don't know, Sam,
hold
but they
on
got...
there, Sam. I'll tell you who done it.
What's that, Jeff?
I saw it, Sam. It was Regan.
Regan? You're a cowhand, Sam?
Yeah, for you sure.
Sure as I'm standing here. Regan opened the door, gave them their guns, and got their horses. I couldn't do nothing. It being three again one, I reckon Regan is as crooked as they are.
Tarnation, I never figured
out. Never mind the palaver, Curdy. Speak up, Jeff. Which way'd they head?
Well, if you're looking for them, Sheriff, you might as well give up right now. They hightailed out of here in an all-fired hurry. By this time, they're clear across the Rio Grande into Mexico where the law can't touch them.
River.
The Rio Grande.
Keep traveling and cross the ford.
Misty, you haven't told me yet what you aim to do.
Keep on. We'll discuss that on the other side. All right. Pull up. Rein your horse. We're in Mexico now, Regan. Here's where we part company.
Yeah?
Those rustled cattle are a mile ahead. Tonto and I saw them early this morning.
Ah, 1 mile.
Now tell me once more, Regan. Just where is Worcester's ranch?
Why, it's right over that way.
There's another ford across the Rio Grande there?
Yep, leads right to his place.
Very well. Now, I want you to turn around and head back for Curdy's place.
Huh?
Take it at a trot. I don't want you to get there too soon.
But, mister, the sheriff and the whole posse is there.
I know that, Regan. I want you to tell Sam Curdy that Worcester has rustled his cattle. I want you to convince that posse to go to Worcester's ranch.
But the cattle ain't there.
They will be.
Huh?
They'll be there by the time the posse arrives. You do your part and don't let anything stop you. And Tonto and I'll do ours.
Adios.
Come on, Silver. We're going after those stolen cattle.
Get him up, Scout.
Doggone, look at that fella ride. I don't know how he aims to move them cattle, but I reckon he's one fella that gets things done. Well, I reckon I better start moseying, too. Come on, horse. I hope that masked man don't run into more than he can handle.
Behind the rustlers now, Tonto.
What we do?
There are four men guarding those cattle. We saw them before.
That's right.
You have the torches?
You got them.
So we're going to light those torches and stampede the cattle right back across the Rio Grande. Right to Worcester's ranch. Pull up.
Their campfire.
The rustlers.
Maybe they shoot, huh?
They're not expecting anything, Tonto. We'll be on them before they're ready. Once those cattle start, we'll make sure they don't stop this side of Worcester's place. Now light the torches.
Here, one.
That's it. I'll take one and you take the other. Use your other hand for your gun. Leave the reins on Scout's neck. We can guide Silver and Scout with the knees. Now ride. Come on, Silver.
Get him up, Scout. Shoot into the air, Tonto. Stampede them.
Regan.
Sam, Chef, get the posse riding. The masked man says the stolen cattle at Worcester's place.
What's that?
Sam, grab him. Didn't Jeff tell you it was Regan let the masked man and the engine escape?
Let go of me. Sure, I helped him get away. But it wasn't them done the rustling.
Regan, talk and talk fast.
I'm doing it. Sam, listen. That masked fella and the engine saved my life last night. They saved me from the stampede with my horse hit a gopher hole. They couldn't have done that and been doing the rustling at the same time.
Speak your peace.
I let them get away on account of they had a plan to get the rustlers.
Which same you say is Worcester?
Yeah, Worcester and Jeff.
Regan, you sure sound straight, but I won't swallow that until I hear from Jeff. He's my top hand. He wouldn't do no rustling. Jeff? Hey, Jeff.
Well, reckon he ain't here.
I've seen him around before.
Sam. Huh? Sam, I just now recollect. After you and the sheriff come up here with the posse, you seen Jeff leave.
You did.
Didn't strike me at the time, but he acted mighty secret about it. And what's more, he headed his horse for Worcester's place.
Mm-hmm.
Going mighty fast, too, like he was in an all-fired hurry.
Sam, you gotta come
Regan,
with me.
This ain't no time for talk. I don't savvy if what you say is all correct.
It is correct.
But you can save it. Sheriff, the horse is outside, all saddled and ready. Call out your posse. We're heading for Worcester's ranch.
Roll out, boys! Get your horses!
Yeah, boy.
Get up!
Don't sound so funny to me, Jeff. What did Regan let him get away for? And he went with him.
Now, don't get head up, Worcester. That's what I told the posse. I didn't see them gents escape, savvy.
But you said that...
Sure. I figured as long as the masked man, the engine was gone, and Regan weren't around to deny it, why, it wouldn't do no harm to put him in a bad light, savvy. Besides, maybe it's better for us the posse didn't find them two. Might have been some embarrassing questions.
You're right smart hombre, Jeff.
This way, Sam with the sheriff, everybody figures them are the rustlers. They got away, so that's all there is to it.
I reckon it's best this way, huh?
I sloped over to tell you, Worcester. I ain't got no reason to worry about...
Jeff.
Worcester, that sounds like cattle.
Yeah. They haven't any cattle near the house.
And where'd they come from?
I don't like this, Jeff. Come on. What the...
Worcester, them are Sam Curdy's cattle. I thought you had them across the Rio Grande.
Sure I did.
Them's the cattle we rustled. How'd they get back here?
I don't know.
All right, Worcester, grab for the sky.
Stand right where you are. Curdy. Jeff, it's Curdy and the sheriff.
Where's my gun?
Try that again and my bullet won't be into your gun, Jeff.
The masked man.
Mister, you sure can shoot. He hit his gun before he had down the holster. Now, Worcester, if you got an alibi, you better start spouting. Them there's my cattle. Last night they had my brand on them, and now they got yours. How come?
Well, I did. That is a...
Nothing to say, huh? How about you, Jeff? You got anything to say?
Oh, Sam, you don't think I had anything to do with this. You don't think I rustled your cattle, do you?
Jeff, I don't think so. I know so. And you know how I know? Because me and the sheriff and the whole doggone posse listened right here outside this door while you and Worcester was talking. We heard every word. Sheriff, you can take these hombres to the calaboose.
Sam, I sure will.
And as for you, Regan, from now on, you're foreman.
Me, Mr. Curdy?
Yeah, you. You're top hand, savvy. I gotta thank somebody, don't I? And doggone his hide, that there masked man don't stay around for nothing. Not even for a thank you.
Thank you.
story you've just heard is a copyrighted feature of the Lone Ranger Incorporated.
Welcome back. I hope you enjoyed this special episode of OTRWesterns.com. Check out the show notes site, OTRWesterns.com. Call, leave me a voicemail, 707-986-8739. Send me an email, podcast@OTRWesterns.com. We're on Twitter, @OTRWesterns. Also on Facebook, facebook.com/OTRWesterns. And please rate us on iTunes. Just search OTR Westerns. We have multiple podcasts, so if you subscribe to this specific feed, then please do leave feedback on that one. Rate us high so we can go ahead and get nominated and all that other good stuff. This podcast is copyright 2011 under attribution non-commercial share alike copyright. For more information, go to otrwesterns.com/copyright. That's it. Have a great day. Again, thanks for listening, and I hope you enjoyed.